In the headlines, Barbados is set to dazzle the region and the world as the curtain rises today on Carrie Festa 15. Meantime, former Minister of Culture, Senior Counsel Stephen Lashley, comments on the lack of information for Carrie Festa's budget. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne kicking up a storm about the amendments in the implementation of the Interception of Communications Bill. Barbados Community College take the lion's share of Barbados scholarships for 2025, and the USA is reviewing the records of more than 55 million US visa holders to assess if they have broken conditions for entry or stay in the country. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Barbados is set to dazzle the region and the world as the curtain rises today on Carrie Festa 15, with organizers promising an unforgettable celebration of Caribbean pride, talent, and unity. At 4 p.m. today, a spectacular parade will get underway from Golden Square, Freedom Park, to Queen's Park in the city, where thousands are expected to gather to witness the official start of the 10-day festival. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is reporting higher hotel occupancy, largely driven by the Carrie Festa activities. The Chief Executive Officer of the BHTA, Ryan Ford, said the increase was largely driven by what is going on in Barbados for the next 10 days.
We suspect with Carrie Festa bookings for the ending of August, as well as leisure guests, we shall be closer to ending the month at around 60%. Looking at the current reporting information on the period of Carrie Festa in comparison to the same period in 2024, we have seen a general increase of around 5% across the hotel sector. The majority of business is seeing improvements over that period in the B-class and apartments. They have seen a 14% increase in business across the same period of the 22nd to the 31st of August 2025. And we are hopeful that other members will also see the same by the end of August.
That's the Chief Executive Officer of the BHJ, Ryan Ford. However, former Minister of Culture, Senior Counsel Stephen Lashley, commented on the lack of Carrie Festa budget disclosure to the public.
We do not have accountability. We have a number of projects. We can see the center at Newton that is being created. We don't know the cost. It's been rumored that the roof alone has cost taxpayers, you know, thousands, even millions of dollars. And we have the facility at Waterford that has been exposed to the public in a very surprising way for the first time. But we don't have any accountability in terms of the cost. So we don't know what Carrie Festa in 2025 will cost taxpayers. We don't know whether or not there has been any allocation, any approval from the cabinet for allocations for Carrie Festa.
Former Minister of Culture, Senior Counsel Stephen Lashley. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne labeled the Interception of Communications Bill as unconstitutional as government makes amendments to the bill. Speaking during debate in the House of Assembly this morning, Thorne described the legislation as unconstitutional and insisted that it must be withdrawn in its entirety.
This legislation trespasses on good constitutional law. It is wrong. They must remove it. And that's why we've repeatedly called for the scrapping of this legislation, the withdrawal of this legislation. It is in a state of confusion. They keep amending it here, and they've amended it in the Senate. And they come back here, and it still is deficient. And that is what the public needs to understand. This government continues to trample on the rights of the people in this country under the guise of legislation. And this is one such piece of legislation that tramples on the rights of people. It is unconstitutional. Section 13, subsection 2 is unconstitutional, and it must be removed. Not the mere removal of words. Section 13.2 must be removed in its entirety.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The Barbados Community College accounted for half of this year's 8 awardees of the 2025 Barbados Scholarships. The scholarship awardees were named this morning at the Ministry of Education in the presence of officials, students, and parents. Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Denise Charles announced the winners.
From Harrison College, we have Adara Nichols, Ashwarya Ramchandani, Umsebe Simmons. From Queen's College, Amario Eiffel. And from the Barbados Community College, Matthew Aline, Maya Cummings, Nayella Marshall, and Devari Springer Lewis.
Acting Deputy Chief Education Officer Denise Charles naming this year's Barbados Scholarship winners. Meanwhile, Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman urged the scholarship winners to use their achievements to contribute to national development.
I want to urge you, whether it be on the climate crisis, how do we address non-communicable diseases as a country, how do we ensure that our infrastructure, when it's being built, can resist a Category 5 hurricane, how do we ensure that as we do sport and sporting excellence, it's not just a 1 in 4 years when there's an Olympics or just trying to make a West Indies cricket team or a Barbados cricket team, but that dominance and being world class is our everyday business. And you, as the scholarship winners and the exhibition winners of the country, must ask yourselves, how am I going to use this certification that I'm about to gain to ensure that Barbados in the Caribbean and wherever you go can now benefit in a significant way that will transform my country.
Minister of Educational Transformation Chad Blackman. In a related development, Harrison College led the way with 8 students gaining Barbados exhibitions. They were followed by Queen's Colleges with 7, the St. Michael's School with 1, and the Barbados Community College with 5. One student was received an award of excellence. Well, interviews with some of the scholarship and exhibition winners can be seen on the Starcom Network News Instagram page in the lunchtime edition of The Latest. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association is reporting a 4% increase in stayover arrivals. Speaking at the association's third quarter media briefing, Chairman Javon Griffith said Barbados recorded 346,413 stayover arrivals for the first 5 months of the year, which represents a 4% increase compared to last year.
The bulk of this growth remains from the United States, which up to the end of May 2025 saw an increase of 10,940 arrivals, ending at 108,113, up from 97,173 for the same period in 2024. The UK market has registered a decline of 3.2% from January to May 2025, declining from 126,013 visitors for January to May 2024 to 122,009 visitors for January to May 2025. Canada remains flat year on year, while all other markets, Caribbean, Latin America, and Europe, registered modest growth.
Chairman of the Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association, Javon Griffith. The Accident and Emergency Department at the Queen Elizabeth Hospital is reporting a sharp increase in patient numbers, mainly linked to a surge in respiratory illnesses and complications from non-communicable diseases. In response to the surge, patients are being urged to make use of the Patient Advice and Liaison Service and the Help Desk. The PALS, patients can receive an initial assessment and advice on the best steps of care at this time. The U.S. is reviewing the records of more than 55 million U.S. visa holders to assess if they have broken conditions for entry or stay in the country. People with U.S. visas will be under continuous vetting, a State Department spokesman told the Associated Press today. Visas will be revoked if there are indications of overstays, criminal activity, threats to public safety, engaging in any form of terrorism, and providing any terrorist organizations with information. President Donald Trump has made anti-immigration the cornerstone of his second administration, from mass deportations and full-on travel bans on countries revoking over 6,000 student visas so far. Our top stories. Barbados set to dazzle the region and the world as the curtain rises today on Carifesta 15. The event gets underway at 4 p.m. Freedom Park and then goes on to Queen's Park. Meantime, former Minister of Culture Stephen Lashley comments on the lack of information for Carifesta's budget. Opposition leader Ralph Thorne kicking up a storm about the amendments in the implementation of the Interception of Communications Bill. Barbados Community College take the lion's share of Barbados scholarships. They won 4 out of the 8. You can visit our Instagram page at Starcom Network News for interviews and further coverage. This has been the lunchtime edition of The Latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397. to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.